This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the third night of the Republican National Convention, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination for a second term. Top women in the Trump administration talked about what they see as President Donald Trump's compassion and commitment. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Soon-to-be former presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway describes President Trump as able to lift up the American people.
Provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she sees Trump as compassionate and caring, especially toward military families and crime victims.
I've seen him offer heartfelt outreach to grieving parents who lost their children to crime in the streets.
Second Lady Karen Pence also praised Trump and her husband as she called on supporters.
Re-elect President Trump and Vice President Pence for 4 more years.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports that Hurricane Laura could have an impact far beyond the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Forecasters expect a weekend Laura to move northward through Louisiana and cause widespread flash flooding in states far from the coast. After turning eastward and reaching the Atlantic Ocean, it could again become a tropical storm and threaten the Northeast. Laura is the seventh named storm to strike the U.S. this year, setting a record for U.S. landfalls by the end of August.
That's AP's Mike Hempen. A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of two people during a third night of protests in Wisconsin over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. Two people were killed Tuesday night in an attack carried out by a young white man who was caught on video. This is VOA News. It is life with the possibility, without the possibility of parole for the white supremacists who killed 51 worshipers in New Zealand mosque in March of last year. The judge imposed the maximum allowable sentence for Britton Harris Tarrant, the first time the sentence has been imposed in New Zealand. The shooting spree prompted New Zealand to ban certain automatic and semi-automatic weapons, as well as global changes to social media protocols. After the gunman live-streamed his attack on Facebook, where it was viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. More than 824,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than a third are in the U.S. and Brazil combined. The number of infections hit another milestone of 24 million and counting, with the bulk of those infections in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Russia has the fourth highest and is almost at 1 million cases. South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infection since early March, when the country had the first large outbreak. Lebanon's caretaker, Prime Minister Hassan Diab, said Wednesday the country is at risk of losing control over the coronavirus outbreak after a rise in cases following the August 4th explosion in Beirut. Kenya's president extended a nationwide curfew for another 30 days as cases rise outside the capital of Nairobi. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday were postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Called off were games between Milwaukee and Orlando, Houston and Oklahoma City, Los Angeles and Portland. The NBA said all three games would be rescheduled, but they did not say when. And the 10th-ranked woman tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, said that she pulled out of the semifinals of tennis tournaments in protest of racial injustice. Osaka has a Japanese mother and a Haitian father, she said in a social media post. Before I am an athlete, I am a black woman. And just recapping some of our top stories, a white 17-year-old police admirer has in fact been arrested after the killing of two people during a third night of protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody on Wednesday. And it is life without the possibility of parole for the white supremacists who killed 51 worshipers in New Zealand last March. The judge imposed the maximum allowable sentence for Britton Harris Tarrant of Australia. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.